mindful exercise. Do you feel like you have to go to the gym or get on a treadmill to say that you've exercised? If so, you'll be surprised to know that you probably exercise much more than you think. Exercise is anything that gets your body moving. Here's Wikipedia's definition of physical exercise. Physical exercise is any bodily activity that enhances or maintains physical fitness and overall health and wellness. It's performed for various reasons, including strengthening muscles and the cardiovascular system, honing athletic skills, weight loss or maintenance, as well as for the purpose of enjoyment. Frequent and regular physical exercise boosts the immune system and helps prevent the diseases of affluence, such as heart disease, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. It also improves mental health, helps prevent depression, helps to promote or maintain positive self-esteem, and can even augment an individual's sex appeal or body image, which is also found to be linked with higher levels of self-esteem. Childhood obesity is a growing global problem, and physical exercise may help decrease some of the effects of childhood and adult obesity. Healthcare providers often call exercise the miracle or wonder drug, alluding to the wide variety of proven benefits that it provides. Now, who wouldn't want more of that? Finding time to exercise. And yet we say we don't have time to exercise. We have too much on our to-do list or too many other people to please. Kids, partners, bosses, clients, friends. Finding the time is too hard. Know that we never find time for anything. We're all too busy filling our lives with the business. We make time for what we deem important to us. How we spend our time says a lot about our values. Setting aside a consistent time each day for something helps to reinforce it as a habit. Right now, look at your schedule and book a non-negotiable appointment with yourself. Include someone else if you like. Make it a recurring appointment every day. This is your movement time. It doesn't matter how much time you set aside. The important thing is to start where you are and grow from there. Make the commitment to yourself to make movement happen at this time every day. I put a recurring appointment at my Outlook calendar that beeps at me every day at 3 o'clock to do yoga. I find this incredibly helpful when I get absorbed in work and lose track of time. I used to think I would remember to exercise, but I frequently pushed it off to get one more thing done. Then the day would be over and I wouldn't have done anything. Setting a reminder really works. Make moving fun. If exercise isn't fun or we don't derive some benefit from it, why would we make the time for it on a consistent basis? That's the problem. I once joined a gym and enlisted the help of a personal trainer, thinking that I would turn this into my new routine. I went to the gym all of 3 times and have never returned. It was a great gym and an awesome trainer, but it just didn't work for me. On a whim, I picked up a couple of books on yoga about 11 years ago. I started small with no expectations. I was simply going to give it a shot to see what it's all about. I was hooked. Whenever my body or mind isn't quite right, I practice my yoga. If I skip a day of yoga, I can feel it, and I can't wait to get back on the mat. I'm not complete without my yoga. Yes, it's my yoga. It's part of me. Some people feel this way about running. It's their quiet time or social time. Running breathes life back into them, sparks creativity, and turns bad moods around. They run every day, no matter what. My body hates running. There are many bodies that can't get into the groove of yoga. Every body is different, unique, and beautiful, and isn't designed to be able to do every kind of movement well. If you find yourself thinking about doing something because you should, don't do it. Find something you love, something you can't wait to do every day, something you crave. If you go a day without it, you feel like your day wasn't complete. Find that thing for you. Don't think about what you're doing as exercise. The word exercise has many negative connotations for people. You're simply moving your body, and anyone can do that. Take baby steps exploring different types of movement that bring you joy and a sense of excitement or peace. Have fun experimenting. If getting outside consistently is a challenge, find something fun you can do inside. It doesn't have to be the same thing every day. I love practicing yoga alone, but on Sundays, I trade my yoga practice for hikes in the woods with my family. If you've been completely sedentary for a long time, moving may not feel that great at first. I know people who were 50 or more pounds overweight, sat at a desk all day in front of the TV most of the night. They decided that something had to change, so they started with eating more mindfully and taking a short walk after dinner. 2 or 3 minutes is a great place to start. In baby steps, their exercise progressed to where they lost all the excess weight, and they run marathons every year. Start where you are. No judgments. Know that every day will be different. Some days your energy levels and mood will be high, and you'll have no problem doing something active for long periods of time. Other days your energy will be lower. Adapt your activity to your energy level to keep it interesting and fun. Many people wonder how long they should exercise, move, every day. Please forget that question. The best thing you can do for sustained wellness is simply to do something healthy every day. That something can be a few minutes of activity throughout your day, a couple 5-minute walks. It can be time you devote to yourself at the same time every day, a 45-minute yoga and meditation practice in the late afternoon. Whatever works for you. Here are some ideas to get you thinking and moving. Combine some of these or create your own. The possibilities for ways of moving your body are endless. Simply get up and move every day, and move in a way that feels good for you. Here are some ideas. Walk in nature, around your neighborhood, around your office, anywhere, anytime. Hike, garden, clean your house, hand wash your car, play sports, row, hula hooping, it's bigger than you think, play with your kids or grandkids, take your pet for a stroll or play in the park, swim at a local pool, hot springs, in the rivers and lakes, bike alone or with a friend or with a club in your area. Yoga, find an instructor as there's the type of yoga for every body, every size, shape, age, physical limitation, and activity level. Jump on a trampoline. Learn how to belly dance or ballroom dance, and you don't need to bring a partner. Kayak or paddle boarding. Run in the sand on the beach. Pilates. Aerobic classes. Rollerblade. Take an aero yoga class and learn how to fly. Kickboxing. That's a great stress reliever, especially if you're dealing with difficult people. Or salsa dancing. There's all kinds of information that'll tell you that you have to have the right balance of cardiovascular, aerobic, flexibility, and weight-bearing or strength training exercise. While I agree with this in general, I believe it's much more important to find a couple activities that you enjoy, that you'll do almost every day because you love them. Many of the activities in this list combine these kinds of exercise. Start where you are. If walking across the house is painful, break it down into manageable chunks that aren't painful. If you're experiencing any kind of pain, use the information in the section on aches and pains to understand and resolve that source of pain. Creating a new habit. If you're bored with your current exercise routine or don't have one, you'll need to overcome inertia to get started. You're creating a new habit, something that shouldn't be taken lightly. At first, a new habit will seem hard to make time for and hard to do. That's the nature of change. Remind yourself frequently of the worthwhile reasons you're making this change. Here are some ideas to make mindful, fun movement a part of your everyday routine that I borrowed from Leo Babauta at zenhabits.net, the master of creating habits. Number one, find a trigger. In order to remember to do something new, you'll need a trigger, something that's already a part of your daily routine. If you want to move your body first thing in the morning, your trigger could be getting dressed or having your coffee. At midday, it could be when you break for lunch or during a mid-afternoon lull when you get a snack. At the end of the day, it could be when you get home and change clothes. Number two, set a reminder. At first, you'll need a reminder to practice the new habit after the trigger. Consider putting your exercise clothes where you put other clothes you might have put on in the morning or evening, or put a note where you drop your bags when you get home. Put the reminder where you'll see it when you're performing your trigger. Number three, work on one habit at a time. When we want to create change in our lives, we tend to go gung-ho, trying to change everything all at the same time. Don't do it. It's not sustainable. Pick one new habit and practice only that habit for at least 30 days before moving on to the next one. It takes at least 30 days to ingrain a new habit. Give it the space it needs. Four, start small, very small. If you want to add walking for 30 minutes a day as your new habit, walk for 5 minutes each day for the first month. Add 5 minutes every couple of weeks after that, until you're up to 30. You may feel great walking 30 minutes the first day because you're excited, but if you haven't been moving, you'll have some soreness the next day, which will probably keep you from walking again. This is how you kill a habit before it ever sees the light of day in your daily routine. By keeping it very small, you're keeping it fun and easy. Your new habit won't take if it's not fun and easy. Even if you want to do more, and doing more is easy, don't. Start very small and make the increments toward your habit very small. You'll get there before you know it. Number 5, log it. Create a way to visually show that you performed your new habit every day for at least the first 30 days. Create a chart. Post a calendar. Write, "I did it," on a piece of paper next to numbers counting from 1 to 30. Whatever works for you. One idea that's been very effective is to put a big red X on each day of a calendar that you practice your new habit. You'll feel motivated to see the beautiful chain of X's build across your calendar. This is a very effective way of creating accountability with yourself. 6. Tell others. In addition to creating accountability with yourself, you want to create accountability with other people. Enlisting a friend or two who gets out and has fun with you is especially effective. You're more likely to show up if you know that someone is waiting for you. You could also email, text, or call friends telling them what you're up to and that you'll report your progress to them every day. You can also accomplish this by posting your progress to Facebook or tweeting about it. 7. Focus on the fun. If you see your new habit as a chore at any time, stop and figure out how to infuse it with fun again. If you find that you don't enjoy the form of movement you chose, find a new one. There's no rule that says you have to stick with the same kind of movement for the full 30 days. Every time you practice your new habit, do your best to stay in the moment, enjoying how your body feels as it moves. Feel how open your mind is. Be grateful that you can practice your new form of movement and have the freedom to choose anything you want. Reward yourself after you've practiced your new habit. Do something you love or something that makes you feel special. There are infinite ways of rewarding yourself.